The Torah Meeting of Parshas Toldos tells us something which is very surprising and which in many ways sets the backdrop for a lot of what is going to be going on in Parshas Toldos. The Torah tells us that while Rivka is in love with Yaakov, Yitzchak is in love with Esav. And many of the Mefarshim are very bothered by the nature of this love. In truth, there are a lot of just basic questions that many of the Mefarshim ask. If Rivka really knew what was going on, how come Rivka didn't share certain things with Yitzchak? What was happening as far as the communication between them? A very well-known netziv. Again, a lot of different discussions in terms of exactly what was going on. But at the end of the day, why is it that Yitzchak was so taken by Esav? What was it about Esav that really drew him in? Many, many of the Mefarshim discuss this. Many of the classical Mefarshim. We'll talk about one or two of the more classical Pshatim. And then we'll speak about maybe three additional approaches that I think are less standard and nevertheless, I think, very, very important. The simple Pshat in the Pasuk is that the reason why, this is how Unklus seems to read it, Yitzchak liked Esav because Esav brought Yitzchak food. And that sometimes it was essentially felt a strong connection. Esav was taking care of him. And Yitzchak, in a certain sense, was drawn to Esav because of what Esav was constantly supplying him with. Many Mefarshim are bothered by that. Really, Yitzchak HaTzadik was swung because he really liked the food. You can look in the Ramban who describes Yitzchak must have really liked this food. But really, on some level, like, can this really be the pshat? So Rashi tells us from the Medrash, a Medrash that many of us know, that he was tzayid befiv, not befiv shal Yitzchak, but befiv shal Esav, that Esav tricked in many ways. Esav was tricking Yitzchak. Esav would come over, he would ask him halachic shailas, he would make himself look as if he was much more religious than he really was. And in many ways, Esav was able to trick Yitzchak to a certain extent in terms of who he really was. Esav was an impressive person. Esav was able to sort of like pull a little bit of a move on Yitzchak, and Yitzchak therefore was sold on it. Some of the Mefarshim don't like that answer either. Really? Yitzchak didn't notice anything about Esav? He didn't notice he was walking around with a sword all the time? He didn't notice he was walking around and he just had the makings of someone that was not the Yaakov model of the Ish Tam Yoshev Oalim, the person sitting all day and learning? He was totally fooled and tricked. The Mefarshim say maybe that was part of what happened. We'll develop three additional mahalchim, each with an important twist. In the Sefer Likutei Halachos, Reb Nosson, the great Talmud Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, offers the following suggestion in terms of what was really going on. It was on some level Esav tricking Yitzchak, but not to the extent to which it initially seems. Yitzchak understood, and Yitzchak knew that eventually, for the Jews to be able to fully come and conquer Eretz Yisrael, there was going to have to be a combination of both Yitzchak, of both Yaakov and Esav. Many of them have shown and point out, it's not that Yaakov didn't love, that Yitzchak did not love Yaakov, he just also loved Esav. And part of what Yitzchak thought was as follows. Yaakov and Esav are going to have to be a partnership. If we're going to take over Eretz Yisrael, it's going to have to be a partnership. And the real way that we're going to get Eretz Yisrael, Yitzchak understood, was going to be through the sword of Esav. That Edom, that world was going to be critical. Tikkuti Halachos, let's give the exact marmakom, in Hilchos Gezela Hey Tes. Rav Nosson writes, Savar Yitzchak Shakavanas Esav Letova, Lilcho Mimcharbo, Bishvil Yaakov Vizar, Gilahashul Hamaret Yisrael. Yitzchak knew that Esav was walking around with a sword. He thought that the real intention of that was to do it for good purposes, to be that kind of person, and to channel that for good to help us conquer Eretz Yisrael, and not, God forbid, to channel it in any sort of negative way. Says Reb Nosson Likutei Halachos, and in a certain sense that's true, eventually it will be a combination of Yaakov and Esav that through the might of Esav will take over Eretz Yisrael, but it wasn't going to happen yet. It's going to happen at the end of days. And the end of days, it's going to be the tzaddikim that know how to overpower Esav and how to channel some of the kochos of Esav to be able to do it appropriately. But it was a trick, but not that Yitzchak entirely missed what was going on, but rather Esav, in a certain sense, had come off like he's this person that is a violent person, but it was a violence that would be used for greater means, for helping Klal Yisrael conquer Eretz Yisrael. There is an additional pshat. It's a very, very beautiful one. The Chief Rabbi of England, former Chief Rabbi, Rabbi Sachs, has this. It happens to be that Rav Avram ben HaRambam quotes in the name of his grandfather, in the name of the Rambam's father, pretty much the same idea, and it's a very, very beautiful one. The way that Rav Sachs quotes it is that a person once came to Rav Kook, a very famous story, I think this is similar mitzvah to other tzaddikim also, and a person said, my child is off the derech, my child is struggling a lot, what should I do, what should my relationship with him be like? And Rav Kook said to him, when he was frum, did you love him? And he said, yes, I loved him a lot. And Rav Kook said, then now love him even more. And that sometimes the response a person has when someone's struggling religiously is not to cut off ties, God forbid, but to strengthen the certain kind of ahava that one experiences. Says Rav Avram ben HaRambam, quoting his grandfather, quoting the Rambam's father, he says, the pshat is as follows. Yitzchak knew what was going on. Yitzchak knew that Esav was a person who was going in a very, very difficult place. He knew Esav was not there at all. What did he hope would happen? V'tshuva ta'amo ki haya Yitzchak mitzapel lahachziro lemutav ayadei habracha. The bracha that he was going to give, he loved him. He loved him even though he really wasn't that holy. He loved him even though right now he wasn't acting in that great of a way. But he wanted to give him a bracha even because he thought through the bracha that I'll be able to give him, that's going to help get him back. That's going to be what eventually is going to take an Esav who's in a very distant place and bring him back. It's not the way that we sometimes think of it, that you want to give the bracha to the one that's great and deserving of the bracha. But Yitzhak's intent was rather the opposite, that through the bracha, he thought he'd be able to bring him back. Now, in light of all these pshatim, you have to question a little bit what was going on with Rivka. If it was that Yitzhak was tricking, that Yitzhak was tricked, so Rivka knew that and therefore didn't buy into it. According to Rambam and Rambam, on some level, it must be that Rivka understood that it wasn't really going to work that much and that the bracha in this particular case really had to go to Yaakov. But a very powerful idea. The kavanah of Yitzhak was not to push him away, but to give him the bracha. If I give him the bracha, I'll be able to bring him. I'll be able to bring him back. Shayadei shir zem, and I can see that this is a way of really getting him back in a certain sense. The Maori Nayim, there's an additional pshat that comes. It's based on the writings of the Arizal. It's quoted in a variety of different Sifrei Chassidus. The Maori Nayim here in Parsh Toldos quotes it from the Ari, the Chernobler. The Biala Rebbe, the Mevaster Tov, has this pshat also. It's a little bit Kabbalistic, or by that I mean, I think, pretty Kabbalistic. And it gives us some insight, whether we're into the Kabbalah or not, it gives us an insight into what Yitzchak may really have been thinking. The way that Arizal explained the Pasuk was that when Yitzchak looked at Esav, on the one hand, he knew Esav was not in a good place. He knew Esav was someone that was not really where he wanted his son to be. Nevertheless, when he looked at Esav, the Arizal explained that he understood that inside Esav was the neshamas of both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Meir. Both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Meir are descendants of Gerim, and the descendants of Gerim that come through Esav. And what Yitzchak saw when he saw Esav was not a person that was void of any Kedusha, was not a person that was never going to come back. When Yitzchak looked at Esav, what he saw was a person, he saw those neshamas within him. He saw that from Esav was a capacity for some very holy people to come from them. That a neshama like Rabbi Akiva could come, who comes from Gerim on some level, he saw that through Esav could be a person like that. That was what swung him in a certain sense. In that shot, you see a little bit of a different insight. Not that Esav loved him because he brought him great food. Not that Esav loved him because he was entirely tricked, be that straight up tricked. The medrash is, the questions, and I think he's really so for him. Or the model of Rabbi Nassan that it's through the koach of battle that's going to help be used and channeled for Kedusha. Nor is it Rav Avraham ben HaRambam in the sense that I know that really he has he's not there, but the bracha is going to bring him back. According to this pshat from the Arizal and the Sefer Chassidus also, it's something which is very, very powerful. Yitzchak knew that right now Esav's not in a great place. But he also knew that inside Esav are tremendous kochos. And from Esav could come people who are incredibly, incredibly holy. And therefore, when he looked at Esav, what he saw in Esav was not pure bad. What he saw in Esav was a person that had within him tremendous spiritual potential. And in that sense, also, the brachas there, again, the brachas there, from a certain perspective, was there to nurture these elements that were hidden within Esav, to bring them out a little bit. And that, in many ways, was part of what was part of what was there. So what we have, in a certain sense, when we speak about Yaakov, about Yitzchak's love for Esav, on the one hand, you can look at Yitzchak as a person who on some level was naive or almost superficial. Esav's a guy that was, Yitzchak. Yitzchak's a person who was tricked. Yitzchak's a person who was able to fall in love with Esav because he brought him lots of food. But in a certain sense, if you understand what's really going on, Yitzchak may have also been a person that knew exactly what was happening. He knew exactly who Esav was. And part of what Yitzchak was saying was, this is not a person I'm willing to give up hope on. Oh, he's a person that walks around all the time with his sword. That's a koach. Yeah, it must be he's really going to channel that on some level to help Yaakov, to help us conquer Eretz Yisrael for permanent, for good. It must be that even if he's not that great, if I give him a bracha, I can bring him back. A father will not give him up. Love him more. From that line of Rav Kook, I'm never going to be able to give up. And the last insight from us, he saw within Esav potential. He saw within Esav the people that were really going to one day on some level be very, very holy. And in that sense, there's a lot to be said for the way that Yitzchak loved. It's true the brachas went to Yaakov. It's true that Rivka was able to bring things to help further the real destiny of Klal Yisrael that's going to go through Yaakov. Yaakov's the Bechir Sheba Avos, one that's going to really be this person going to lead us everywhere. But at the same time, Yitzchak's Ahava of Esav is very, very deep. And Yitzchak's Ahava of Esav tells us a good deal about the way that we are supposed to understand and relate to those who sometimes look like an Esav. That here's a person with potential. Here's a person I can daven for. Here's a person I can give brachas to. Here's a person that from him can come wonderful, wonderful people, all part of the Ahava of Yitzchak. While it may not be the legacy, it may not be what ultimately happened, Etzem, the love of Yitzchak, is certainly something which is incredibly powerful. Have a wonderful rest of your evening.